Welcome to this session, where we'll talk about what's new with Application Insights and Azure Monitor. I'm Rahul Bagaria, a product manager in the Azure Monitor team, and I'll take you through the journey today. In our agenda, we'll cover some of our biggest themes we are investing in Azure Monitor, introduce some of the new scenarios and capabilities we have launched in the last few months, showcase these in action as part of our demo, and share some useful resources towards the end for follow-up. We'll take some questions at the end, but we have a big team available right now in the chat platform that can help you with any questions you might have throughout the session. Let's start with some of our biggest themes. The four themes that you are seeing here are the big core areas of investments in Azure Monitor that you'll notice throughout our session today, as well as in all the investments we have been making for the past few months. We primarily aim to support out-of-the-box native monitoring for all your Azure resources. What that means is you should be able to easily onboard your Azure resources to monitoring and collect metrics and logs easily, and essentially get a very consistent and complete experience across your monitoring scenarios. We also are ensuring that Azure Monitor supports all your enterprise readiness requirements, be it around security, compliance, or even management at scale. We are also providing a rich full-stack diagnostics experience with out-of-the-box insights for different monitoring scenarios, including end-to-end distributed tracing across different components, and a very powerful, rich, centralized log analytics platform that can help you do queries, correlations, troubleshooting, and so on. We do also support an open ecosystem. So if you have any applications written in open source languages like Python, Java, Node, and so on, you can easily get started with App Insights. If you have any existing DevOps or IT tools and processes in your organization, you can connect them with Azure Monitor. Or even if you use any third-party monitoring or analytics solution, they can very easily connect with Azure Monitor and collect the platform metrics and logs directly. With that, let's look at some of the new scenarios and capabilities we are announcing today or have launched in the last couple of months. We'll start with application monitoring. Our biggest announcement today is around application insights and how we are making it much more deeply integrated with log analytics, both of which are incidentally features of Azure Monitor. So far, you only had been able to store your application logs separately in an App Insights resource. But now, you can store them together with your platform and infrastructure logs in one combined log analytics workspace. What that essentially enables you to do is apply, let's say, common role-based access control, get cost advantage with reserved capacity pricing, even set up continuous export of your application logs to Azure Storage or Event Hub through diagnostic settings. One of the biggest advantages with this is that you'll be able to apply enterprise readiness capabilities to your application logs with the new features coming very soon in log analytics, like customer managed key encryption, support for private link, disaster recovery, high availability, global availability, and so on. Another area we are investing is in making sure that you are easily able to onboard application insights to your applications with a codeless attach capability. Just like you could do that with a .NET or a .NET Core application out of the box with Azure App Services, we are introducing a similar capability for Node.js apps for Linux App Services. There is also a new in-proc agent for Java applications that you can apply agnostic of the platform. We are also investing heavily in distributed tracing and ensuring that all your observability needs can be supported fairly easily. We have a new OpenCensus SDK available for Python applications that support distributed tracing. And we are parallelly working to introduce OpenTelemetry SDKs as well for all of our supported languages. We also have out-of-the-box distributed tracing now available for Azure Functions written in Java, available out of the box. And if your application environment have any messaging or queuing components, like let's say Service Bus or Event Hub, or even something like a Cosmos DB database, you can now easily correlate your requests and telemetry across the messaging system and see that as part of your application map or end-to-end distributed tracing, like in the screenshot on the right. The next area we'll talk about is in infrastructure monitoring. Just a few weeks back, we introduced general availability of Azure Monitor for VMs and virtual machine skill sets. What this feature lets you do is perform guest-level performance monitoring, troubleshoot dependency connections, either for a single VM or even at scale using many of our out-of-the-box workbooks. We also expanded our support for Azure Monitor for containers. So if you're using Azure Red Hat OpenShift or you have GPU components in your AKS containers, Azure Monitor for containers now are supporting these scenarios. And very soon, we'll be launching our public preview support for Azure Arc-based containers as well. If you have a Kubernetes container outside Azure, maybe on-premises or in any third-party cloud provider. In regards to network monitoring, we have a new unified connection monitor available, which can help you monitor both your on-premises network topology as well as your cloud network topology from one single place, essentially giving you one tool to monitor your entire network and get full visibility in your network environment. The next area we'll cover is around our platform metrics and logs and some of the out-of-the-box insights available to you through workbooks. We are announcing general availability of Azure Monitor for Azure Storage and Azure Cosmos DB components. Also introducing previews of Azure Monitor for your Key Vault and Azure Cache for Redis scenarios. So if you have any of these resources in your environment, you can today go to Azure Monitor, start using our out-of-the-box insights for these resources and get performance monitoring, capacity monitoring, and so on. Now, all of these out-of-the-box insights are built on top of our workbooks, which are like highly customizable framework to create your own fairly rich reports. And to support that, we have various data sources that you can use in addition to Azure Monitor telemetry, like data coming in from Azure Data Explorer, ARM endpoints, custom endpoints, and so on. There are some new visualization enhancements as well, like the geo map you can see on the right. We have Hive clusters that we'll see during the demo, some tabs, groups, and various other chart enhancements. And in the log analytics area, we have had asks from many of you to improve discoverability and visibility of understanding what these various different data schemas are. We have a new schema or table pane in log analytics that can help you discover what each table means, even giving you some query examples or data insights on how you can start using these. If you have any of your resources behind a firewall or in an intranet environment, there is an updated log analytics gateway with much more improved reliability. And we are also supporting customer managed key encryption if you have a large deployment with, let's say, 1 terabyte of data or more a day, and if you are creating a dedicated log analytics cluster for the same. With that, it's demo time. Since we have so much to show you in a short time, we recorded a demo that will play just now. See you on the next slide.
Okay, so let's take a look at some of those great capabilities that we've talked about in action. We're looking at a dashboard here that we've put together for you to show you some of the breadth of the rich capabilities that Azure Monitor offers, from the application to the infrastructure. We've got some containers, some VM, even alerts here, but I really want to concentrate on application insights. So let's click this shortcut into an application insights that I have. Notice here what we've talked about with workspaces now being really where the data is flowing to. We can see that right here. This is the workspace where this Application Insights instance is sending data to. So let's see in practice how we can look across both infrastructure and application data in the same place. I'll start us off in our application map, and let's take a look at 24 hours of data. And for this demo app, my users have been complaining about my web pages taking a long time to load. So we can see we have two tiers. And if I zoom in, this tier here is taking about 130 milliseconds on average. That's okay. But this tier here is taking a full 700 milliseconds to bring up. And if I press on this, let's actually drill down. I'll scroll down to the slowest request by name section, and we can see that one of the calls, get home index, that's running on this tier is taking a full 10 seconds of average, which we definitely want to investigate. So I'll click on that. And we'll want to take a look at the tail end here, so I'll brush over just the slowest of calls. And let's go ahead and press samples just to see some actual examples of this call that's taking so long. And zooming in here, Application Insights found one that's taken a full 51 seconds that it's recommending we look at. And I agree, 51 seconds is a very long time for an application to take to execute a particular call. And as we can see here in our distributed transaction view, all of the calls that this particular call leads to, so there's a few blob calls here, some storage, a SQL call, none of these are taking very long. It's actually the original call here that took so long for us to look at. In fact, the bulk of that 51 seconds, but it still returned a status code of 200, which means that it's probably not anything in code. The actual call is successful. So what might be the problem here? Well, let's investigate the infrastructure that this particular application is running on. So if I press this logs button over here that's prominent throughout Application Insights, this will take me to analytics, which is where we can run queries to do these sorts of investigations. And in this case, you can see that this was the query that was used to generate the transaction tracing view. We can see our dependencies, we can see our requests, all of that. I'll actually flip over into another window where I have some queries preloaded. This is now in Log Analytics. We can see all of our application tables, and this is here together with my virtual machine tables, my network tables, etc. And if I scroll into my application tables, one other cool new feature here is I can hover over any table and I'll get a description of the table. And if I press preview data, this will actually show me a representative view of what the data in that particular table looks like, so I can remind myself what type of data I might be getting to look at. So let's actually start investigating. I'll run this first query, and what this query is doing is comparing two KPIs that I defined. One is looking off of IIS logs that I'm pulling off of this machine, and it's comparing it to the request logs that are coming in from my Application Insights. And you can see that, sure enough, both KPIs are dipping at the same time, which tells me pretty clearly that, yeah, you know what, there is a strong correlation between what's happening on the VM and what's happening in my application. So what is happening on the VM? Let's run this next query, and what this is going to tell us is what processes running on this machine are taking up the most CPU. CPU is an obvious one for us to look at. And the one that jumps out at me here is this green series that seems to be spiking that's correlated to this process called Contoso Hotel CPU load. Curious, so let's dig in further. Let's see if maybe this process is indeed the one that's leading to our web pages loading slow. So now I'm looking at the performance data from my VM, and I'm filtering it to just this one process, and I'm comparing it to my requests table, which is telling me how long the web pages are taking to load. And sure enough, we can see that there's a very strong correlation between the two. Whenever the CPU is spiking, the application is taking longer to serve web pages. So we found the root cause, which is great. And of course, we'll want to continue investigating and figure out what this process is. But we can see how we can really correlate the infrastructure data with my application data all in a single place. Incredibly powerful. So what else might we be able to monitor? If we go over to the monitor section in the Azure portal, there's a section here called Insights, and there's Application Insights, but we also have VMs and storage and container and a bunch of other things. Let's take a look at containers. And on their monitor clusters, one thing that's recently been announced that's incredibly cool is integration with Azure Arc. And Azure Arc, for those of you who don't know, is really the ability for you to host, in this case, a Kubernetes cluster, but it's also applicable to things like VMs, anywhere you want. It might be a VM on-premise, it might be even something in a competing cloud provider, but it will show up as a resource as if it was an Azure resource. So you can manage all of your resources right from the Azure portal, even though they're not actually Azure resources. And here we've got that exact same monitoring experience that you'd get for an Azure AKS cluster, except that this happens to be a Kubernetes cluster that's hosted on premises. So, you know, here I can drill down to my node level or my controller level, whatever it may be, that same great monitoring experience is available for you out of the box. What else can I monitor? I want to point out this more entry here. We've talked about some of the services that here at Build are going GA or into preview that you're able to monitor. Let's take a look at storage just as another example. And I can see all of my different storage accounts here. Maybe I want to drill into the end-to-end latency of this particular storage account. I'll press that and, you know, I'll get the details here. This is using something called Workbooks to generate these dashboards. And Workbooks is the native visualization mechanism across Azure Monitor. What I can do is I can actually come in and edit this dashboard that we're providing for you and maybe modify the queries that were used to generate this dashboard, maybe add new visualizations here, and I can save this and share this with my team. So this is a great starting point for you, and you might be wondering, well, what other workbooks do you provide out of the box? If I go back to the monitor view here and press on workbooks, we'll get a list of all of the different workbooks that are available for us out of the box. And if we press this one, Key Metrics, I want to show you a couple of cool new visualizations that were recently introduced. So let's just pick a different subscription here that has more interesting data. So this visualization we're looking at right now is called a hive map. And this is sort of a heat map that shows me, in this case, all of the different VMs I have in my environment and how much CPU they're taking up, color-coded, all on the same view. And another really cool visualization that we have for you is the map view. In this case, this is plotting the different regions where all of my different VMs are hosted, as well as color coding, in this case, the CPU load time. And again, I can come in and edit this, modify this, and then use this as a starting point for my own dashboards. So that's just a quick run through of some cool new capabilities. And with that, let's go back to the slides and we'll look at where we can learn more about all of these cool new features.
Welcome back. To learn more about how you can start using these capabilities in your environment, here are some resources for you to follow up. We recently did a 3-hour virtual series on Azure Monitor, diving deep into many of these capabilities, including some best practices. Definitely check that out. We also have a great documentation where you can get access to a lot of articles which can help you get started, including some useful samples. There are also a list of courses that we publish that you can check out in our useful skills article, which can help you gain more expertise in Azure Monitor, as well as the Log Analytics query language. We also have a bunch of interesting customer case studies that can probably give you some good ideas as you implement monitoring in your environment. With that, I'll introduce our moderator for this session, Evgeny Tarnovsky, who is a principal program manager in the team, and he'll help bring in some of the interesting questions that you are asking in the chat platform. Evgeny?
Hey, Rahul, thank you so much, and great to be here with all of you. First of all, thank you all for the fantastic questions. Our team was furiously answering there, so really do appreciate all the interest. Rahul, we got a bunch of really good questions, and so I'll just read these off to you, and let's do a little bit of a rapid fire, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so the first question we have here is, you mentioned Python as far as one of the supported languages. Can you talk a little bit about our support for other languages?
Yeah, so Python is the latest language that we introduced support in distributed tracing, but if you have .NET, .NET Core, any other language out there, and you're using the right SDK or the App Insights agent, you should be able to get distributed tracing out of the box and see it in an application map or our end-to-end transaction tracing.
That's awesome. Hey, along the distributed transaction line of thought, there's another great question here around what happens if you have two services, let's say, and they're separated by some other service in the middle. So they're not directly calling each other, but I have some sort of queuing mechanism in there. How do I make that work with distributed tracing?
That's a great question. So I mentioned in my application monitoring section how we are introducing transaction correlation across a Service Bus, Event Hub, Azure Queue, or even an Azure Cosmos DB component. All you need to do to enable that is ensure that you're using the latest Azure SDK for those components and the latest Application Insights SDK or agent, and you'll be able to start getting distributed tracing automatically.
That is awesome. Let's move on to a different topic here. There's a few questions here about sort of getting started and provisioning and that general theme. So let me ask you a very general question. How do I get started?
Okay, to get started, I think there are a couple of answers to that. Azure Monitor for many of your Azure resources is available out of the box. So as you start creating, let's say, an Azure VM or an Azure storage account, you will get Azure metrics or platform metrics available automatically in Azure Monitor. And then when you start to collect additional logs or diagnostic logs, governance logs, audit logs, and so on, you need to go to a feature called Diagnostic Settings within Azure Monitor, where you can configure what logs you want to collect, where you want to store them in log analytics or in a storage account, and so on. So that's for your platform resources. We also have agents and SDKs available as you want to start onboarding your servers, virtual machines, or applications. And with those agents, we'll collect all the relevant metrics and logs needed to provide you these insights and analytics capabilities that you are seeing in the demo.
Okay, that's fantastic. What if I'm a little bit more advanced? So we had a few questions about, you know, I know how to use the portal, I've provisioned a few resources. I want to do this at scale now. I'm using ARM templates, I'm using blueprints, I'm using all of that. Are all of these new features you talked about supported through that? And in general, what's the best practices there?
Excellent question. And that really fits into our big theme that we talked in the beginning, enterprise readiness. So this is one of our core investment areas where we are ensuring that whatever at scale methodology you are using, be it ARM template, PowerShell, Azure CLI, you might be using some other infrastructure as code capability. So Azure Monitor, so you want to onboard, you want to set up alerts, you want to enable or manage your monitoring, all of that you can do at scale. You can even use Azure Policy if you're using that for your governance mechanisms to ensure that all of your resources are compliant. What that means is you might say that all the VMs need to have Azure Monitor enabled for that. And you can get a compliance report saying X percent of your VMs do not have the right level of monitoring enabled. So you can go ahead and enable that or set up an automated blueprint or desired state configuration to let you do that.
Hey, and this will work for the new feature you mentioned as well, right? Specifically being able to specify which workspace my Application Insights data goes into?
Yeah, that's all supported through the ARM templates as well.
Okay, fantastic. So I've provisioned some resources now. Looks like that's all working great. I want to alert on them now. I'm kind of getting further in my maturity. So can you talk a little bit about alerting? We had a few specific areas of questions. There was some about SQL, there was some about setting thresholds, that sort of thing. I'm wondering if you can touch on that a bit.
Yeah, so all the metrics and logs we talked about today that you're either collecting out of the box or through our SDKs or agents, you can set up alerts on that. So those could be like simple metric-based alert, or if you want to write a comprehensive log analytics query, which can trigger an alert, you can do all of that. So when you go to Azure Monitor, you'll notice an item there called alerts. That's where you go and set all of that up. We also have an interesting feature there called dynamic baselining. So if you don't know what your threshold should be, like how should you figure out what to alert on? So that dynamic baselining can essentially use machine learning and discover your minimum and maximum thresholds based on whatever sensitivity you are comfortable with. And based on what the normal behavior of your time series metric is in the last few days or last few weeks, it can automatically trigger an alert and kind of keep learning as your system evolves.
Okay, great. We had a couple of questions about monitoring some specific things that aren't applications. So I want to take a minute on those. And the very first one we have is around how to monitor or how to use the SQL monitoring tools that we have, but for a SQL instance that's maybe running on-premise or just on a VM somewhere?
That's a great question. And incidentally, we are already working on a private preview version of that. So that's an active area of development. And we are not just for SQL workloads, we are introducing a capability to monitor many of your workloads running on IaaS, on like on-premises servers. So we have a session at 7 p.m. Pacific time. It's a focus group session where we'll be showcasing that private preview capability. And you'll hear more about that in weeks to come.
That's great. Another question sort of along the on-premises or, you know, not entirely Azure deployment line of thought. So I'm running Application Insights on-premises. What happens when the app disconnects? Is there maybe some buffering built in, or how is all of that managed?
Yeah, so there is some sort of caching or buffering available. So we store the data within that application component, if it's either on the browser side or on the server side. So the data is stored, and whenever next the network is available, the data would be sent out with the right timestamps. There is, of course, some limit to how old a data you can send, and that's all called out in our documentation that you can check out at the link.
Okay, fantastic. Another type of monitoring that we had someone asked about is business or user activity. So can you talk a little bit about what Azure Monitor offers there?
So when you say business or user activity, there might be two different areas that might be asked. One is around real user monitoring. So what we mean by tracking who your users are, where are they coming from, what pages are they going to, what buttons are they clicking. So in Application Insights, we have an entire area called User Behavior Analytics that can help you answer all of that question, even to the lines of customer retention, customer engagement, and so on. So that's one area of user analytics. The other area where you might want to get business insights is, let's say, not just at a particular application component, but maybe you are tracking an end-to-end business transaction. Now, what that means is, let's say you want to say you have a shopping environment and you have multiple different applications leading you to complete a transaction. So because all the data is in a same workspace, the metrics are in a same Azure Monitor environment, you can always write a query or create a chart to kind of plot that entire transaction and figure out what the health is, how much time did that business transaction took, and kind of track its health or availability end to end.
Okay, that's awesome. Hey, here's one I personally really, really like. What's your plan to integrate with OpenTelemetry?
Great question. So if you noticed in our announcements today, like we started with OpenCensus as like the standard, and we have introduced an OpenCensus SDK for Python. Now, OpenTelemetry is certainly an evolution of that, where we bring in OpenCensus and OpenTracing and get that OpenTelemetry standard. Now, we are one of the founding members of that standard. We are part of the W3C Trace Context Chair and are actively working, our engineers are actively working to support OpenTelemetry across all of our supported languages like Java, .NET, .NET Core, and so on.
Okay, that's awesome. One more type of monitoring I'll throw at you, and that's monitoring mobile applications we have a question about. Can you talk about that?
Yes, so Microsoft has a solution for called Azure App Center that's really designed to help you monitor your iOS or Android mobile applications. And data coming in from App Center can be connected with Azure Monitor Application Insights. So there is an article that explains how you can make that connection. But once you are able to get that data in App Insights, the user behavior analytics tools that I talked about, including our log analytics platform, you can use all of that on top of your mobile app telemetry.
Okay, Rahul, I think we're just about done here. We're down to less than a minute. So myself, thank you all very much for the great questions. If we didn't get to them on the call here live, do go check. We had our team answer all of them in text for you on the Q&A tool. And with that, thanks again, Rahul. I'll let you wrap up.
Yeah, thanks, Evgeny, for all the interesting questions, and everybody out there. It was amazing answering all your questions. Hope what we announced today and all the demos you saw was useful, and you'll be able to take out something for your environment. Do connect with us on our Twitter handle. And with that, thanks again and goodbye.